After 5 years of drought and now all of the precipitation that we had in January, there is so much snow in the Sierra Nevada that the state's water officials are preparing for a massive runoff year. But the traditional way of calculating the snowpack has a huge margin of error. As Valley Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports, a new way to measure it could greatly decrease the inconsistency.
Every winter and spring, a network of snow surveyors manually tally how much snow is in the Sierra Nevada. They do this by measuring snow depth in the same spots every year. Pacific Gas and Electric hydrographer Christine Borman and I hopped out of a helicopter in 2014 in the mountains east of Fresno to do this. As we snowshoed to a spot where snow levels have been recorded since 1928, she pierced the snow with a hollow aluminum tube.
And this seems pretty soft, so I'm going to let it go down pretty easily.
49, so 8 inches of water pressure.
Crews like Borman's either ski or fly in, but that could change with the use of new technology. A 4-year pilot project between NASA, the California Department of Water Resources, and local water authorities is measuring the snowpack from the sky. They're using planes that shoot out laser pulses to detect how deep the snowpack is and how much water is in it. It started out as a test project on the Tuolumne watershed 4 years ago and is now being used on the San Joaquin River watershed. Kat Borman is one of the NASA scientists based in Mammoth who work on the plane.
It has two laser sources situated within the unit itself. We can push out 800,000 points per second with this unit.
Those pulses bounce back to the unit and combined create a map of the area. The team flies the plane over the region when there's no snow, and then again at the start of each month from February to April. Subtract the first value from the second, and then voila, you have the snowpack depth. Tom Painter is a NASA scientist who came up with the idea. He says to think of the old system of manual surveys like a computer screen with only a few pixels working.
You don't ever actually know what the actual picture is, whereas we're turning on every pixel on the screen.
Painter says this is a big deal because manual snow surveys can be off by 20% to 60%. In his past flyovers of the Tuolumne watershed, the new measurements were only about 2% off.
That uncertainty that's been a part of water management in the western U.S. is going to go away.
The first set of data from the flyovers of the San Joaquin watershed from February showed there's just over 1.5 million acre-feet of snow waiting to melt in the mountains east of Fresno. Jeff Payne is the Water Resources and Operations Coordinator for the Fryant Water Authority.
They found depths of 50 feet in some of the avalanche areas. It's crazy.
If using this technology proves to be as good as it sounds, Payne says its success has huge ramifications for California. One benefit is precise knowledge about potential flooding. That's important to water managers like Michael Jackson, who oversees Fryant Dam for the Bureau of Reclamation. As we look at water spewing from the dam, he says he expects more than 4 million acre-feet to flow out of Fryant Dam and down the San Joaquin River this spring.
We'll probably end up needing to draw it down below 300,000 acre-feet in order to make room for what's shaping up to be a record snowpack.
For Jackson, knowing exactly how much water will flow into Millerton Lake northeast of Fresno is super important for flood control as well as water allocations. As the new data continues to come in, the old way of snow surveying won't totally go away. For at least the coming years, water leaders will compare the data from the two methods to see if there are any inaccuracies. In Fresno, I'm Ezra David Romero.